We want to take you back in time now. 60 years ago tomorrow, the guns fell silent in one of America's bloodiest wars, Korea. More than 36,000 Americans died in the three-year fight to save South Korea from the invading communist North Koreans and their Chinese allies. But it wasn't just Americans who fought. More than 20 countries sent troops to Korea under the flag of the United Nations, including Turkey, Greece, Colombia, and Ethiopia. So did more traditional U.S. allies like Britain. It was a brutal conflict for them, too. In fact, Korea remains the bloodiest conflict for the Brits since World War II, far worse than Iraq, Afghanistan, and the Falklands combined.
We call it the Forgotten War.
Ben Whitchurch was a teenage draftee in the British Army when the Korean War started. He recounted his story for the BBC earlier this month.
Well, I had to do my 18 months conscription. I was given the opportunity to join the 1st Battalion of the Gloucestershire Regiment, and then we were informed that they were going to Korea because a war had started in Korea. But as national servicemen, we couldn't go because we only had approximately 6-7 months to do. But we could go if we volunteered. And being young and excitable as we were, we thought, well, the war's nearly over. 6 to 8 months, we'll go.
To play our fullest part as one of the United Nations, we send another great ship to Korea.
I just turned 19 when I arrived in Korea. The first time we got there, we had to go up to what would be called the front line in Kaesong. And we had skirmishes, but nothing big. And then we were moved down to the River Imjin, and we started off from there.
The Reds' withering artillery fire and deadly shell fragments take a grim toll as fierce new fighting flares in the battle for the hills.
It was on the second night that we knew that they were round the back of us. We, in my platoon, we were already dug in on Gloucester Hill before the battle started. And then my friend Jack Sheldrake, who was a radio operator, said, come and listen to this, Ben. And it was information coming over the radio that there are hordes of them coming and we can't stop them.
For 4 days, the Gloucesters and Z Troop, 170th Independent Mortar Battery, withstood a Chinese army. 600 fell, but the Imjin line was held whilst the Allies reformed.
We knew the battle was over. Because we'd run out of ammunition, we couldn't do any more fighting anyway. So we dived down the back of the hill across the valley floor, and it wasn't until we were going up the rise of the valley over the other side, they stood up, the Chinese. They were there, but we didn't see them. And they just stood up like ants and started firing at us. And then I think they probably realised we weren't firing back, so they stopped. They came down and rounded us all up into a little valley. Sticks in my mind, as the Chinese caught us, they made us kneel down and put our hands behind the backs of our heads. And the automatic thing I thought about was execution, because they were bringing their dead off the mountains and valleys, and they were stacking them, oh, at least 10 bodies high all along the road ready for collection.
But there was no execution. Instead, Private Whitchurch and his group were taken prisoner.
We were marched north past Pyongyang. That march took 6 weeks. The first 2 weeks, we marched during the night, slept during the day. You slept where you fell, because they didn't want us to be rescued. And then the last 4 weeks, we marched during the daytime, ending up in a little valley, Chok Song, which was number one prisoner of war camp. 2.5 years. You got fed one time a day. You never knew when you were going to get fed. And the main meal would be rice.
The POWs were also denied news from home as the war in Korea raged on for the next 2.5 years. And for most of that time, they weren't allowed to write their families back home either.
At that point, my mother didn't know anything about me until 18 months after I was captured. I was reported missing, presumed killed, because there was no communications from anybody. But they did eventually allow us to write one letter home. But, of course, being the communist type people they were, you had to write what you knew would get through the census. Mm. You had to tell lies.
One thing the POWs could not mention in their letters was the torture, including the dreaded Chinese water torture, known today as waterboarding. Many of the captives, an estimated 40% for both Brits and Americans, died in captivity. Ben Whitchurch and the other survivors were finally released and repatriated as part of the armistice that halted the fighting in the Korean War 60 years ago tomorrow.